You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
There's no place in my life that I have to be. Is that your reality? Many years ago, I was at a coffee shop. I was about to meet my friend Chet, and he walked in with a big smile on his face. I said, "What's going on with you?" He thought for a moment and said, "I don't know, Carrie. I guess there's no place in my life that I have to be." When he said that, I actually got angry inside. At that point in my life, it seemed like my life was one big have to. There were all kinds of things in my life I had to do. One of them was every Tuesday. Back then I was at a day job where every Tuesday turned into one long meeting. I hate meetings anyways. I feel like I was born to achieve and accomplish. And these meetings, we just kept going around the circle and nothing was decided. Tuesdays became a major downer for me. In fact, on Monday nights, I almost went into a slight depression thinking about the next day and where I had to be. Something was ignited in me that day. I said, "I want to create a life of love twos." This video is 8 steps how to reclaim your personal power and create a life you love. Step number 1 is difficult. In fact, this is what most people never do. Get a piece of paper, and on that piece of paper, draw 4 columns. I did this with a client, Greg, the other day. I said, "Greg, step number 1, write hate to." And I invited Greg to write down all the things in his life that he hated to do. Guess what? He couldn't even start. After I pushed him hard and I said, "Greg, I know you have some, write them down." It's like the dam broke. It just began to flood out, and he wrote down all kinds of things, checking emails, scheduling, responding, boom, 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 all these things. You see, the reason why most of us don't know these things is because we bury the pain. We distract ourselves. We numb the pain so that we don't have to feel. And that's exactly what Greg was doing. After he came up with all of his hate to's, I said, "Step number 2, I want you to put down all your have to's." These are the things you end up saying you have to do. They're things that are a burden to you. Some people say, "I have to go work out," or "I have to go pick up my kids." Do you have to, or do you get to? Words are powerful. So Greg got very clear and he said, "Here's all the things I hate to do. Here's all the things I have to do." I said, "What percentage of your life are we at right now?" He said, 85%. 85% of his life he hated to do or he had to do. I said, "Greg, now let's go to step 3, get to. What are the things in your life that you get to do? It's an opportunity. It's something that you look forward to. For some people, it might be gardening. I get to go garden. Or I get to go ride my motorcycle. I get to do things with my kids." This is a big sign. And Greg wrote down a few things, only a few. And then step number 4, love to. "Greg, what are the things that you love to do? You can't get enough of it. It's bliss to you." And he wrote down those things. Now, once you take inventory of those things, you begin to look at your life and you say, "Are these the things that I am doing much of or doing little of?" So Greg did those first 4 steps. Hate to, have to, get to, love to. That's the first 4 steps of agency. Those 4 steps wake you up to what's possible. Here's what I began to do. I began to say, "I'm going to delegate the things that I hate to do. I'm going to find who's in my life to do that. Now, I know what you're saying. You might say, well, I hate that. Why would someone else like that? Someone else loves those tasks. Think about how crazy that sounds, but it's true. The things you hate to do in your life, someone has that as their love to. You're actually robbing someone else of their love to when you put it on your hate to list. Now, some of us say, but Kerry, I don't have the resources to hire out those things. You know why? Because you're doing your love to's so rarely, that's where your value is in the world. That's where your income generation is. Of course you don't have the resources, a lot of us, to do delegating our hate to's because only 15% of our life or 5% of our life is our love to. Imagine if you could do the switch. Imagine if you freed yourself up so that most of your life is love to or get to. Now all of a sudden, you're creating value for other people. Of course you have the resources to now delegate. Step number 6 is grow yourself. Grow yourself. They've done the research and that the average person commutes enough that if they listen to an audiobook on a content, a particular topic or subject, at the end of 3 years, they would earn a PhD in that subject matter. Did you catch that? Most of us, we just hop in the car, we turn on the talk radio, we let all the other people affect our agency. We let other people and other things shape our thoughts, but those thoughts quickly become actions. And those actions become habits. And those habits become legacies. And those legacies become destinies. Never underestimate the power of a thought. It can spring up and grow a whole garden of fear inside your mind, or a garden of faith. This is why, in my favorite book, it talks about taking every thought captive. Because thoughts literally shape lives. Step number 7, the information diet. Have you ever gone to the refrigerator and stood there and you're not even hungry? This happens to me all the time. Why? I go to the cupboard and when I'm bored or stressed, I eat food. Now, why is that? Because I'm tired, because I'm stressed, because I'm bored. Well, guess what? Today we go to the cupboard called the internet. We go to the information refrigerator where we're bored, we're stressed. What do? We scroll. We're not even hungry for information, but we distract ourselves. So how do you live a life of agency? How do you reclaim your personal power to create the life you love? Here's how. You go on a diet, not a food diet, an information diet. It's literally the D-I-E-T. Let me explain it to you. D stands for determine where you want to go. Most people don't even know where they want to go in life. It's like they hop in the car and they just go on a joyride. It might be fun for the first 30 minutes, but imagine going on a road trip for your whole life without a destination. Not that fun. So the first step you need to do is determine where you want to go in life. Next, the I, identify who's getting the results that you want. Don't just follow everyone. Literally say, who is getting the results in their life that I wish I had? Those are the people you need to listen to. The E, eliminate all the empty calories. This means you unsubscribe to most emails. This means you turn down your notifications. In other words, you create with your life no distractions because the distractions are coming. We live in the attention economy. Before people pay for your product or service, they pay attention. Guess what? There's a cost for paying attention. Is it a price you're willing to pay? Therefore, you and I, we need to eliminate all the empty calories. And then T. T is for turn your focus. After you squeezed out every last drop of value. That's how I've been successful in life. I've gone on the information diet. Determine where I want to go, identify who's getting the results, eliminate the empty calories, and turn my focus after I've squeezed out every last drop of value. That's how to activate your agency. Not by walking into other people's agency and simply consuming. And the last step, deeper, not wider. This is a tough one. We live in this novelty, shiny object syndrome world where we want the latest, the greatest. There's something about going deeper and not wider. Going deeper in that relationship, going deeper with that hobby, going deeper with that book you're working on. Instead of going wider and wider and wider, go deep and create the life that you want. So let me close with the same question, the same thought that Chet said to me all those years ago. There's no place in my life that I have to be. Is that your reality? If it's not, and if you're still breathing, you have the opportunity today to reclaim your agency and create the life you love.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.